from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Get a lot of Viagra ads on my computer after I turn 50. Do you think they know? Do you think they know?
Okay.
Honestly, website I go to, it's a Viagra.
I think they know what?
That I'm 50.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Okay, my bad.
That you're looking?
Like,
you need help?
Like, do I look like I need it? Like, that's what
I wouldn't know you that well.
There are discount ones that are cheaper.
Oh my God, yes.
But you know what I mean? Like, do you think that you could tell? Like, do you ever see? Like, you know? Like,
I don't get that stuff, no.
No, but no. But I mean, like, you don't look at somebody and go, that guy probably uses, right? You don't, like.
That's never crossed my mind.
It's never crossed your mind.
No.
That's what I thought, too. I've never once thought that. But somehow.
The internet looks at you.
Yeah.
It's like, yo. That guy, he needs it.
Right.
Or, you know?
These nuts.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cialis and Viagra and all that stuff. It's like I'm getting heavy targeted right now. Heavy targeted. Turn 50, and this is I used to get cool stuff advertised on.
Isn't there like a little X in the corner where you can just like X it out?
I'm always afraid to click that, though. No, there's
no way. The ad. Oh, wow, they're really forcing that ad on you, huh?
They really are. And it's like two spots on a page. It's a banner and like a pop-up.
Two?
Wow.
I'm sure they'll all go away once you buy it.
Oh, yeah, that always happens. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. I don't know. I turned 50 and then
Hold on, is it on like... like
regular
website?
Websites.
Has it transferred over to like Instagram yet?
No, I don't get it on Instagram. But it's just maybe I did.
They
yeah,
say your
I
phones
did.
Listen to you, though.
Well, yeah, we all know that.
So
get ready, Maria.
No, I just, you know what ads I've been getting?
What?
Every time I go on my TikTok,
yeah,
I get ads about like single parties.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't need this.
Yeah. Hey, you should bring some of my Viagra.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
you throw the party, I'll cater.
I get
20% off Cialis right now. That'd be a lit Christmas party, man.
So just to be clear, Roz.
Yeah, I've not bought Viagra.
No. Have you clicked on the ad at all? Like even by accident, and maybe that's why it keeps popping up.
No,
the ads.
Oh. No, but I think maybe I like sat on one for a little too long when it was there.
And then
that's why, because they know how long you're on something, right? Even on your phone, like if one pops up and then you just like sit on it for a bit, like you'll get that over and over and over again, the same one.
Maria. Have you, the reason why you are getting those singles parties ads on TikTok, is it because maybe you've clicked on one out of curiosity and then it's like, oh, she's interested?
No, I just think my phone hears me say that I'm single.
Back to what we were saying at the beginning, though, is that I'm not 100% sure you could tell that I'm a guy that might need Viagra, but I think Maria is 100% the type of person you could tell that needs a singles party.
Guys,
what did I do to deserve
that? That is 100% the camera on your phone.
What do you mean?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I gotta play you this Mandela effect. So the Mandela effect is based around the notion that there were a lot of people who believed that in their life, mm-hmm. Nelson Mandela had died in prison when he was imprisoned. And then other people lived a life where he got out and became Nelson Mandela. Mm. And people still argue about this. They're like, I remember when Nelson Mandela died. It was like a big giant thing. And then there's other things that have happened with like the Mandela effect, just like the
Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears, That's another famous one,
yeah.
Where everybody grew up thinking it was called one thing. It was actually something else. Jif peanut butter. not Jiffy peanut butter. There's a lot of people that grew up being like,
wait, what? Say that again.
It's Jif peanut butter.
No, it's not. It's Jiffy.
No, it's not.
It's Jif.
It's Jif. There's never been a Jiffy. Anyway, how Looney Tunes is spelt, that's another one, right? When you were a kid, how did they spell tunes in Looney Tunes?
T-O-O-N-S?
No, incorrect.
Was a cartoon.
It's not, but it's always been Looney, T-U-N-E-S. Always has been.
But is Looney L-O-O-N-Y?
Yeah, L-O-O-N-E-Y, yeah. But it's never, yeah. Anyway, so I got to get you this one here.
Okay.
Because this is one that's like freaking a lot of people out. So finish this sentence, Mocha, okay? I'll be home for Christmas. You can blank on me.
Count.
Shem?
Count.
Maria? Yeah.
Count.
Maury?
Count.
Okay. So I'm going to play you a montage here of I'll Be Home for Christmas. You're going to hear Bing Crosby, Elvis, Perry Como, Frank Sinatra. Okay?
I'll be home for Christmas. You can blank on me.
You can plan.
Plan on me?
What?
You can plan on me.
No.
Hold on. Hold
no.
On.
You can plan on me.
How about no?
You can plan on me.
Bro, is this AI?
Okay, no, it's not. All the classics. There's only one classic version of I'll Be Home for Christmas, and it was the Carpenters version where they actually say count. Listen.
You can count on.
That's the only one.
In all of history.
Bing Crosby, Elvis, Perry Como, Frank Sinatra,
no way.
All the classics are all I'll Be Home for Christmas, You Can Plan on Me.
Is there a chance that they were all wrong?
No.
No.
But there's 100% a chance that it has never been You Can Count on Me. It has always been
Has
you
anyone
can,
looked
you can
up
plan
the
on
song
me.
Lyrics?
Song lyrics say right count.
Now. What?
The song lyrics say I'll be home for Christmas,
where,
you can
yeah,
count
where,
on me.
Where are you looking at those song lyrics,
Two
though?
Different ones. The one by Dean Martin and the one by Camila Cabello.
Well, those are modern. Go to the old ones.
Dean Martin is modern. Yeah, is not modern.
Bing Crosby, Elvis,
Elvis Presley,
Perry
that's
Como,
what I mean.
Frank Sinatra.
Sorry, Bing Crosby, it says... I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me.
Okay, so play it again. This is Bing Crosby.
But he doesn't say count.
This
I'll
is Bing
be home for Christmas. You can blank on me.
Literally, the first one is Bing Crosby.
You can plan on me.
So even the lyrics are wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's just always been assumed that it was count. I've only ever sung it count. I've never sung the word plan in I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Hold on, I'm looking, listening to Elvis here.
Right?
I don't like this.
No, it makes my stomach upset.
I'm squeezing.
Hold on, this is the version that we actually have, like, in our system here to play at Christmas. Let me see. It's Bing Crosby.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Please say count, please say count.
You can plan.
Oh my God.
Stop!
Mind
what?
Oh my God!
I'm telling you!
And mistletoe.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Podcast.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
You know?
Yeah.
Just living that life.
You're going to get snow this week, dude.
Ugh. I know.
Where you live.
I know. It's supposed to start. Hold on here. Let me see.
Like Friday, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, 2 centimeters north of the GTA.
It's festive.
So that's not too bad. Yeah. Got the winters on.
Yeah, I don't mind. You're right, Maury. I don't mind the first one.
I can't wait.
I don't mind the first one.
Yeah.
But after that, I'm just done with it.
I always love seeing dogs seeing snow for the first time for the season. They start eating the snow.
Yeah. I don't like it. It's just a pain in the ass. I find like I don't do any winter stuff. There's no redeeming qualities in snow. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty for about an hour. mm-hmm. and then it just looks gross.
But from the indoors.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I got no business being outside in the snow.
I don't mind. It's all right.
Yeah. What do you do though? What are you gonna do in it?
I know. I'm just trying to
I'm
trying to look for the positive here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it. I
you know what I mean? You frolicking, Shem?
Look at the size of me. You know I frolic.
Yeah, bro. I could picture Shem.
Yeah.
Cheesecake, I could picture you. In like a massive field, right? Yep. With just all snow, like nothing else around, just snow. I could picture you just frolicking like crazy.
Yeah. I frolic, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like a frolicker.
I do. I like frolicking.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I got no business in the snow.
Guys,
it does nothing for me.
Yo, we should all just frolic one time.
Please. No. Where? In the parking lot?
Like a group frolic.
No.
During a fresh snowfall?
No.
Look at Maria.
No.
What happened, Maria? You don't want to frolic with us?
No.
No. But in the summertime, I'm telling you, you put me by a cornfield.
Yeah.
Oh,
me too.
I'm in it.
Run through the fields and the grass and all of that. In the snow, you won't catch me.
I'll go tobogganing.
Remember
tobogganing.
That's not frolicking. Oh,
wait a second.
Bro.
Hold on a second. You think all five of us are going like?
See, I'll go snowboarding.
Back to front on the same toboggan.
Not it.
My dad used to have a big wooden sleigh that we'd all fit on.
I'm not human centipede.
No,
I'm last.
I am not. Toboggan. No, and with my long arms, I'm holding at least two of you.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll go front.
You got Maria and Maury. Okay, put it down then. Summer 2025. All of us. Five of us frolic in a field.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I'm bringing a speaker.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah. Yes.
No,
Maria
is not in charge of music.
Yes.
I'm not interested in going.
No, come on, guys.
I'm not interested in going.
Maria,
no, I'm
put
not.
Together
I'm
a playlist?
I have zero interest in
and
going.
And wasn't any fist pumping
I'm down.
I honestly have.
Shem and I will be in charge of the snacks?
No.
I'll bring the peach schnapps.
No, I have.
Why are you not invited now?
First of all, Maury's not in charge of the alcohol. Maria's not in charge of the music. I have no interest in this trip whatsoever.
Come on, guys.
Why can't be in charge of music and alcohol?
You think I want to listen to Maria's crap music and drink Maury's peach schnapps?
I'm not drinking Maury's peach schnapps.
My music is great.
I ain't listening to Maria's music.
I'm in a field alone with Peach?
You're at home. You don't get invited.
I'll tell you what. I will go and start, and then you guys just come find me somewhere.
No.
Okay?
I'm not playing hide and seek with you. I'm not. You're going to be at home.
Of course I will be.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to play you this. Hey, Maury, did you put that Jaleel White clip in? I got to play this. Jaleel White clip real quick.
Steve Urkel.
He's Steve Urkel. It's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Steve Urkel. Steve Urkel is... is Steve Urkel 53 years old?
He is not. He's younger. Steve Urkel's 48.
Oh, happy birthday, Steve. Messed up his age.
Yeah.
I do that?
He's got that new book out. He's got a memoir out.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You see the cover of it?
No.
It's baller, man. It's like Lionel Richie. He did the classic laying down white suit.
What? Hold on.
Shirt open.
Like Stefan Urkel.
Yes. He looks like Stefan, right?
Hold on. Jaleel White.
It's called Growing Up Urkel is what it's called.
Hold on. Oh, shoot. Look at you, Jaleel.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's kind of baller.
Damn, bro. This is still your girl right there. Look at him.
So, first of all, best cover. Real great cover. But one of the big stories from the book, and he sort of gets into it but doesn't get specific, but then page 6 started running with the fact that as he got older, because he did this show from 89 to 98, right? And I think he was 13. So he was like 23 when he wrapped it up. He was a man, right?
Yeah.
And the headline in page 6 was that in the later seasons of the show, they made him change his pants because of his bulge.
Pants. No.
Right? So that was the headline, because he wore those tight jeans, right?
Yeah,
Urkel always had those super tight jeans.
So he had to change jeans? Did he wear like khakis or something?
Yeah, so here's Urkel from a podcast that he did.
Oh, okay, listen. In the final season of Family Matters, it was decided, I was not a part of any of these note sessions, it was decided that I would no longer wear jeans because they just looked too tight. And if you'll notice on the final season of Family Matters, Steve only wears khakis.
Right.
I said that once, and now all of a sudden I got to get these articles now that just have to put bulge in the goddamn headline. It's just not right. It's not right. It has to stop. These page 6 people have to be stopped.
So, but you know that's why.
These nuts.
Right? Yes.
I mean,
had to be.
Yes.
You also props are you right?
Hey, hey.
Yo, hey. Did I know that?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Dina, hello. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
And I have a question to ask you guys.
Okay.
If you're sitting in the middle seat on an airplane, which armrest is rightfully yours?
Both.
That's what I thought.
No.
But I never get any.
I'm not allowed to use both armrests? Like if it's vacant, let's say. Let's say the person on either side, they're not using it. Can I not put my arm there? And if both are available, can I not use both?
I mean, rightfully though, rightfully. So we're talking about if there's an elbow dispute.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like she's saying, which one is rightfully yours in case of some sort of conflict where you are elbow jockeying with the person next to you. Which one is rightfully yours?
That's a great question. I have no idea. I don't know.
So, but there is a thing where people who sit in middle seats,
yeah,
most people, not by choice, let's be honest, most people who sit in middle seats feel that because they're in the middle seat, therefore, they're the ones suffering the most on the flight. They have first dibs on both armrests.
I'm trying to
Don't you get like front and back?
Sometimes you can non-verbally negotiate that with another man's elbow, who gets the front, who gets the back,
uh-huh.
Right? Sometimes it just falls into place and it works out for everybody,
Maria?
Right?
I flew in the middle seat to Greece this summer.
Yeah. And my sister, how long was the flight?
It was like 9 hours.
Okay.
And I had a random guy beside me and then my sister. And honestly, I ended up getting like both.
Yeah. I think
but
if
not
both
because
are available,
like I claimed it. It just kind of happened that like he leaned to his right uh-huh. arm, my sister leaned to her left, and then I was just kind of like in the center.
Yeah, I think so if both are like, available, you're allowed as a
because
middle
they each
person.
Have their own, uh-huh. So at least you kind of get the two.
I like to sit on a plane, right, with my arms on the armrest and my fingers interlocked on my stomach.
Oh wow, you are just like
right?
just holding your ground.
Yeah,
like these are my yeah, armrests.
That's just how I prefer to sit on a plane.
Uh-huh.
Right, I like that, and so therefore my elbow goes to the backs of the armrest.
Hold on, you have armrests in first class, Ross?
What are you talking about?
They're not like a bed?
They're padded and they're nice.
Oh, I thought so.
Yeah, we don't know these things.
Yeah,
we don't know these things.
They're beautiful. They're
right,
beautiful.
There you go, Gina.
Thank you so much.
That's tough, though. That's an interesting one. Yeah. Rightfully. Which one is rightfully yours?
Who gets, who controls, I guess, the fan?
Well, does it have your individual
seat?
Ones?
No.
Have a fan?
No.
Your own?
No, there's two.
And then
two.
You just point it towards you?
No, there's usually two.
Again, if it's available and I want to get that fan, I'm using it. I don't care which seat I'm in.
See, I don't think middle seat gets that option.
Yeah.
No.
On the flight that I was on, there were three fans.
There were?
There was one pointing
like
each way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Each seat has your own
that's
fan.
That's too much wind for three little seats
no,
like that.
No, you just turn it off.
If I'm using if I notice you're not using your fan, I need to be a little cooler.
Yeah.
I'm taking your fan.
No,
you have
not.
To ask. Can't just reach over
no,
and launch
you're not taking
home.
My fan. You're not taking my fan.
What if I ask and say, may I please use your fan?
And if it's a nighttime flight and you reach up and turn that light on, I'm turning it off.
Yeah.
Oh, who controls the window?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not a turn on the light during a nighttime flight guy anyway, so that's good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. And I will, even if I'm interested in what's going on outside, I will shut that blind.
Let's say if it's a three seater and you're sitting aisle, are you reaching
no,
all the
no,
way
no,
over?
No, 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 no. If I'm window.
Okay, if you're
because
window.
I don't want somebody leaning over when we're landing.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, is that ground?
Yeah, I need to film for Instagram, bro.
No. I shut it.
Oh man.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't care if it's a beautiful day, our row is dark.
Damn.
All right?
There you go, Gina.
Dark.
Thank you so much.
And I think probably the biggest lesson I learned from flying, for the amount of flying that I did, right, is if you have the choice between aisle or window, what are you choosing?
Aisle, always.
1,000% aisle.
I am 100% window.
Why?
I get more space because I can lean against the wall. I'm not in there. Okay. I can turn my legs a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay. However, I like to be the one in charge of when everyone else gets up.
Wait, what?
If I'm in the window and middle and aisle have to go pee, I'm not disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be the one in charge of when everybody gets up. So if I'm in window and I got to go pee.
And it's an overnight flight and you got to pee a lot. Too.
I'm a leg tapper. Excuse me.
Yeah,
right? I'm not squeezing out while you're asleep.
Damn.
Sorry. Wake up.
Yeah.
right? I like to be the one in charge of when the rogue gets up.
I never want to fly with
you. I'm a joy to fly with.
Sounds like it.
I'm a joy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Candace, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, no, my question was, if you guys listen to an audiobook, can you count it as reading a book?
Hey, listen, my Apple Books app counts it as reading. And it'll say, like, you've reached your reading goal for the day, which whatever. I haven't, like, set a reading goal, so whatever the default is
right.
for chapters yeah. or minutes
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it counts. I think so.
I don't think it does. No. I don't think you can say. Here's the thing is that you can say you've read that book.
Yeah.
But you did not read that book.
You listened to it.
Yeah.
I've had this debate with my sisters before.
Yeah. I don't think you could count it as reading, but I think you can say, I've read that book
okay.
in conversation.
Really quick, Maria. Mm-hmm. So one of your sisters is a lawyer, the other one's a teacher.
Yeah.
What are they saying then? And what's your take?
So like they're like book club people. Like they love to read.
Okay.
And I've told them that I've listened to a book and they were like, I did an audio book and they were like, well, no, you listened to it. They're like, yeah. you didn't read it. They're like, you physically have to flip pages to read a book. They're like, you're not reading.
It's a different
That's
thing.
Basically a podcast. And I'm like,
yeah.
I do agree with them.
Okay. Yeah. So what if I buy a digital copy of a book and I'm reading it like on my iPad? That
that's
right.
That's
yeah, because like the Kindle, for example, that's yeah. a
that's still
like a live battle.
Yeah, like yeah. my all my kids' stuff is on Kobo.
Okay.
Right? Like all of it or Kindle or whatever. I don't even know the difference. It's I don't know.
Two different
damn
companies.
Damn it, Maury, you read a lot, or you at least you tell us that you read a lot. Just
I read
books,
some last night. I only read books.
So you don't listen to audiobooks?
No. I'm reading right now the biography of Halston.
And, that's a whole other lane. You could have just said, why didn't you make somebody up, Maury?
Jesus. Halston?
And Maury, in one sentence, can you explain who Halston is?
Fashion designer.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
Want to know, though? The last book I did read was Ross's book.
That was the last book you read?
Yeah, that's the last book I read.
Was that the last book you read, Maury?
No, that was 2 books ago.
That was 2 books ago.
What was the book before Halston and after Ross's book?
The Sopranos book.
Oh, yeah?
What was before my book, Maria?
I think like Judy Moody in like grade 9.
No, honestly, guys, I can't remember the last book that I read.
No, because you listened to my book, right?
Yeah, I listened to your book. Yeah, yeah. But it's all audiobooks for me.
Yeah.
Candace, what about you?
Yeah, I just started listening to audiobooks, but my friend only listens to audiobooks, but she says she reads it. So I don't, I think it's just listening, not actually reading.
Yeah, but I still believe that you can say if people are talking about books, and you listen to it, I think within that conversation, you can say, oh yeah, I read that book. Like, I think can still say that. I don't think that you need to say,
book. I heard that book. I heard that book.
And I'd be like,
the last
what do you
book that I read was then, I guess, the Will Smith biography.
Did you read it or hear it?
No, you can't say the last book I read.
Okay, so I listened to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always fall asleep, so I just like,
yeah, you know what? I lose interest.
Catherine can do a book a weekend if she wants to.
Seriously?
That's my sisters. Yeah. They love to read. Yeah. Like, we'll go on vacation, and they're just, like, flipping away on the beach, and I'm passed out or doing word searches.
Yeah.
It's like, Roz's book was that good, I plowed through it.
You? I don't even think you even read my book. You got so much about it wrong over this whole...
You could give me a quiz, I'd ace it.
No, you wouldn't. You failed every single time. Every single time as something comes up from the book, you get it wrong.
La La Lacey.
No. See, wrong. You don't even know what you're talking about.
That's wrong.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Candace, thank you very much for calling in today. Thank you very much for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. How long has it been so far?
Since 2010, I've been listening.
Wow. Okay, so a year after we started the show. So pretty much since the beginning. Thank you very much for your dedication. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Roz.
Wow, thank you.
First time ever. Have a great day.
All right, love you guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Welcome back to it, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Wagwan.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a flat tire?
Nah. Dumbass thing. Ran over something on the highway. I was like 7 minutes away from work.
Yeah.
And that's how long it took for all the air, my front left tire, to drain.
To get out.
And then as soon as I swiped my card to get into the parking garage was when I noticed I was on the rim.
Could you hear it?
as I'm going down the ribbed parking ramp.
Oh, you could, yeah, and it's echoing off the walls and stuff like that.
Echoing
so,
through my body.
So what's your plan? Are you going to call a tow truck or are you going to change a tire?
So I panicked, right? Because I had to take my car in to the dealership today anyway for a service.
Right.
And they were going to put my winters on.
Yeah.
So it's going there anyway. So I panic. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
And my first instinct was, well, let me call a tow truck and figure it out. And then you walked in here and were like, why don't you just change the tire?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, idiot. Why don't I just?
Because how much is it to get a tow? It's expensive.
$450
$450
For a tow?
Yeah. From here to where the dealership is.
Yeah.
And then I was going to stay at work until I finished my work.
Yeah.
And then Uber from here back home.
Yeah.
Should have called Maury.
So, yeah, right.
Yeah, why not? Return the favor.
All four tires flat.
Return the favor, bro.
Oh, yeah, Maury, you should change my tire.
That's true.
For me.
That's true.
You had all this time to learn. 10
where
years.
Do you find the thing?
The what?
thing.
Right, what's that called?
Yeah, it's a what's that called? Driver?
Yeah, the what? Maury, the screwdriver.
Nope. What's it called, Maury?
They're called a wrench or something?
A wrench?
Wrench.
Yep, a wrench. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
The good old ranch.
Guys, get me the wah-wah screwdriver in the ranch, please. I'd like to change my tire.
Oh, my God.
No, I'd be screwed if my tire popped on me.
You know, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a video, a how-to with Maury and Maria.
Yes.
On how to change a car tire.
Yeah.
It'll be perfect for the winter.
Please do.
Okay?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Maria's wearing white today, too.
No, we won't do it today.
No, I have to come prepared. I need like a garbage bag tarp. I don't want to get dirty.
Done. Easy. We'll do that. And I'll bring a screwdriver and a wrench.
And a wrench. Where's the ranch? So what's your plan? Are you going to get the tow or are you going to change it?
No, I'm just going to change. I'm going to change. I got the spare. I'm going to change the tire, okay, cool. But like with spares, you can't hop on the highway. It's not recommended.
Wow.
So, hey, listen, I'm not taking chances.
Yeah, but no. You're not going on the, you don't have to go on the highway. Yeah, you're fine.
I don't know if I trust you.
You're not doing 140. You're doing like 100.
Uh-huh.
Right? Let's just say.
To drive 100 on the highway, you know how long that's going to take? It's forever. I never drive 100 on the highway.
So can you get home not taking the highway? Like you got to take local roads all the way home? Oh, yeah. My
God. It'll take a good hour minimum.
Call the tow truck. I know. Call the tow truck.
No, $450.
$450.
No, I'm going to change the tire myself. With the help of Maury and Maria.
Yeah.
And then I'm going
to... I should have brought a beer. And the watch.
I'm going to film it for YouTube.
Yeah. That's awesome. Good for you. So I applaud that. After all the grief you put Maury through, not knowing how to change a tire. Obviously, Maria.
Do you need a toolbox for this? Because what if you don't have...
A toolbox? What's in your toolbox, Maria?
Apparently a wrench.
Okay,
a wrench,
what else? Yeah. What else?
Well, I know there's screwdrivers.
What kind?
The one with the square top.
Yeah.
And the one with the pointy top.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I know Allen keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what those are really used for besides IKEA furniture.
Girl, I didn't buy my car at IKEA.
Yeah, so if you have an IKEA car.
It showed up in 70 boxes. It's in the self-serve. You go to aisle 15, bay 20, and it says box 1 of 70.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anything else?
Maybe some electric tape.
Electric, good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks.
What else?
All right.
An electric drill.
Electric drill. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's all I know.
Okay.
Oh, a saw.
What's a non-electric drill called?
Isn't that just a screwdriver?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Question: what am I using the saw for? Oh, duh, I got to saw the old tire off anyway.
Duh. Nailed it.
I'm such an idiot.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I did not see Gladiator this weekend.
What happened?
I don't know. I had like a thing with my eye and I couldn't go out. And
need new glasses?
No, it's like, infection, like pink eye or something like that.
You got poo spores in your
eye? No, because I was sick last week, right? Uh-huh. And then so I went to the doctor and they were like, it's not the poo kind of pink eye. It's like the getting over a cold kind of pink eye. Because I guess they can tell by the mucus or something
Isn't
like that.
Isn't it so catchy,
I don't know. No, because I use the drops and stuff. So now it's just itchy. It's not runny or anything like that anymore. So it's fine. But I woke up and I was like I woke up on in the middle of the night Friday. And going into Saturday, and when I went to open my eyes, it felt like somebody had their finger on my eyelid, holding it closed, like I couldn't open my eye.
It was all crusted over.
And I was like, oh, come on.
So did you do like a warm cloth?
Cold is what you're supposed to do.
Cold?
Not
I always
warm.
Thought it was warm.
No, cold is what they said you're supposed
did
to
you
do.
Did you put a tea bag on your eye?
We're not even going to get into that, Maria.
Why would happen? Let me guess.
Tea bag?
Yeah. That's what they say. You're supposed
Chamomile
to do.
Tea bag.
Shem, help me out here. Damn it, Maury, help me out here.
Guys, oh, I'm staying far out of this.
Thank you.
Way out of this one.
Okay. Well, you.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put the tea bag.
I'm not.
Earl Grey.
I'm not tea bagging.
Oh, Maria just said.
No tea bagging. Okay.
The sack on your eye.
Stop it. Yeah. There's a line, Maria, that we all sort of like run, right? Where we can run it for a long time, right? And you can keep running as long as nobody crosses that line, right? Now it's over.
Maria was waiting.
Maria was waiting
for the conversation to progress.
Yeah, now it's
so
over.
So she could say that.
Yeah, now it's over. Now we can't joke about it anymore.
Yeah, sack on your eye.
These nuts.
Yeah. Sorry. Right? There's a line. You know what I mean? Right? Like we're all walking that line.
I really wanted to make a joke.
Yeah.
You got your moment, Maria.
Thanks.
Yeah. Congratulations. Anyway.
Maria's like, that's a balls joke. It's a balls joke, everybody.
Hey, everyone, I know a balls joke.
Just so you know.
And it's still early. My
it's
dad's not up to listen.
These nuts.
I'm not getting that text from my dad today. Not till after he hears it on the podcast next week.
Nah, but I had that, and I didn't want to go out, and I don't know. It was... My eyes really bother me, and then I couldn't see right out of it, and I didn't want to go and see a movie and have to deal with all that, and I don't know. It just wasn't...
You wouldn't have even enjoyed the movie.
No, I wouldn't.
Because you would have been distracted.
Yeah, like itchy eye, and then I gotta, like, every now and then, if it starts leaking,
I gotta go...
These nuts!
On your eyes.
No, I gotta put, like, a cold compress on my eye, okay? Yeah. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So I didn't go, because I had pink eye. Which is it's like a very emasculating thing to say when you got to go to the doctor and say that you think you have pink eye.
Yes.
To me, I don't, you know what
a
I mean? It's
wimp.
To me, it's a wimp thing, right?
Like
to me, pink eye is a total sign of weakness.
Yeah, it really is.
Right? So embarrassing.
Like super emasculated.
But you could have just gone to like the drugstore and gotten pink eye drops.
Yeah.
I think there is worse things you could say.
Yeah, there are, but it's just such a
hemorrhoids.
What? Hemorrhoids on your eye?
Why?
No, I just mean in general. There are...
But he's going through more than pink eye, I think.
Oh, you think that hemorrhoids are more embarrassing to say than pink eye?
Yeah.
Because where the doctor has to look.
try being nicknamed hemorrhoids.
It's
even
worse.
Oh, no.
So embarrassing.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hello.
Hold on.
Out. Time to get it off the chest right now. Maybe you should talk about your problems. Roz and Mocha Vented Moments.
Love Vented Moments right here on the Roz and Mocha Show. You don't got to give your name. You can say whatever it is that you want to say to us, because chances are someone in your life or a bunch of people in your life have no time for you. Or what it is you want to vent about. Or maybe they just don't care. Maybe you're the only person. You're solo in this.
Maybe it's about them.
Thinking, or yeah, maybe it's about them, but this is the platform here for you on the Roz and Mocha Show. Go ahead with your vented moment.
Hi, my name is Shazna. So my vented moment is, I can't say my name.
No, you can if you want.
Yeah, usually it's anonymous, but
go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Shazna. So my vented moment is about Starbucks or any coffee shop for that matter. I happen to use a wheelchair, and I usually order online and run to pick up my order in my 15-minute break at work. So usually in any store, there are some people that order at the store instead of online. And right away, they go stand by the pickup counter, blocking everybody else from getting their orders. It almost needs to be a no parking sign there. And you know what's the cherry on top? When they order the food and item, And they usually get the food item and at the cash register, and they bring it all the way back to the pickup counter. Mm-hmm. And even there, well, maybe for their coffee. Like, why do you think your order is the only order they have? Stand back, let others pick up their orders, and wait for your name to be called out. And for the love of Roz, please hold your horses. Thank you.
Did you say for the love of Roz?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you said. Okay, yeah. So let me just say a couple things here. I am very, 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 very much guilty of ordering my coffee and then walking over to the counter because you assume...
And just hanging out there?
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Because where else are you going to go? Most of these coffee shops are like packed already.
You back up.
And then where are you going to stand if I'm not like leaning up against someone who's already sitting at a table, right? Like where do you go? So I am very much guilty of that. Where would you suggest, ma'am, that people stand if they order their coffee or their sandwich, whatever it is that they're ordering, waiting for pickup? Where do they go?
Anywhere, just against the wall. You could just kind of like park yourself like on the side instead of right at the counter when everybody needs to get in. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of space usually at the door. Like you don't need to be right at the counter staring at the poor barista. Just stand back, please. Thank you.
Damn.
Fair enough.
For the love of Roz.
Fair enough. Hold, yeah. Would you say hold your horses?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very white guy term.
Just like you.
Just like me. Yeah.
All right. Do you feel better that you got that off your chest? I don't know if it's going to change anything at your local
better.
Starbucks, but, you know.
A lot better. I've been waiting years to say that.
Wow.
And I've been listening to you guys for 15 years. So,
thank you.
That's a lot better.
When you are at the coffee shop and you see that happening, what you're venting about right now, do you ever say anything?
I try to go over and say excuse me, and then they kind of like want to offer me help. And because I use a wheelchair, and yeah. I'm like, no, I don't need your help. I just need you to move out, please excuse yourself.
Yeah.
Wow.
For the love
if
of
somebody,
Roz, get
if
out of
I
my
looked
way.
At somebody in a wheelchair and I said, hey, do you need any help? And if they looked at me and said, I don't need your help, I just need you to move, I would be like, I would walk against walls for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I would never be in anyone's way ever again.
For fear of what they may say
okay,
to you.
Okay, great advice. I'll do that from now on.
By the way, Hold Your Horses is very old-timey. Mm-hmm. In white lingo, if I could give you guys a quick history lesson.
Please.
Hold Your Horses was the OG, and Hold Your Horses evolved into white guys then saying, cool your jets.
Add it to the list.
Any other white history you want to teach us, Roz?
No, that's it for today.
That was a wonderful vented moment. Glad you feel better. Thank you so much for your support over the past 15 years of the Roz and Mocha Show. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
I really have to do this?
Yes.
Okay, it's Roz.
Thank you, love.
For the love of Roz. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
That's right, 15 plus years of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Mm-hmm.
He's Roz and Mocha. Maria's here. Shem, a.k.a. Cheesecake, is here. Damn it, Maury is here as well. Roz, a.k.a. celebrated author.
Oh,
his
yes.
memoir is out right now. A little bit broken.
Yeah.
We've all read it.
Yesterday we got into it with Damn It Maury, because Damn It Maury claims that, excuse me, good morning, Maury.
Hey, how are you?
Remember when Maury said he read my book in 2 hours? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Remind everyone how many pages?
I don't know. It's like 300 plus pages.
Yeah, Brad took me
Do you remember
off.
That, Maury, when
it
you said
that? It was
that
good. Why wouldn't you just take it as a compliment?
You still stand by the fact that you read the book in 2 hours.
I was there.
There's no okay. way, man. We and, have like hardcore Flaming Romos who like read that book.
Yes.
Like deep dived into it
yes.
on the first read.
Yes.
And it took them days.
And, they even cried.
And every time Maury says something about the book, he always gets it wrong. And I'm convinced that Maury has... not actually read the book. And I had said this for a while. I said that I was going to put a little quiz together to quiz Maury about my book to find out if he read the book.
Amazing.
Finally something I'll win.
You think?
I know.
Okay. Damn it, Maury.
Mm-hmm.
My book has like 10, 20, I don't know. There's like 35 chapters in it.
Mm-hmm.
Name two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Roadrunner.
Okay.
And La La Lexi.
Incorrect.
Roadrunner.
And?
Roadrunner and Father's Day.
Incorrect.
Can I say one of them?
Yeah.
Good night, Roadrunner.
Right.
Oh, come on.
That's the name of the chapter, bro.
It's the name of the chapter.
I said Roadrunner.
That's not a chapter in my book.
It's half the title of the chapter.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Maury, you want another question?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
I still stand by I got that one right.
I bet you didn't.
Yeah. Cool.
I got it right. Maria would even get it right. She's the latest person to read the book.
Damn it, Maury. In 1993, when I was a telemarketer, what weird habit did my boss have?
Oh, rubbing his, can I say?
I mean.
Rubbing his man junk on the side of the desk.
The man junk. correct, damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a one part of the book that you remember.
Yes, of course.
Because I had a wood shop teacher that did the same thing.
Of says so much. Oh, it all makes sense now.
Please tell me he was also on the edge of the table. For sure.
He had red hair.
Okay.
Damn it, Maury. Mm-hmm. Moving on to more questions about my book. What put me in the hospital for 2 months in the when I was in my 20s?
Mm-hmm. That was when. Oh my God! Put you in the hospital. Oh. It was either.
No, it was one thing.
Pretty obvious thing, man.
It was either. Don't Google anything. Right? Oh, your hands. Okay, let me see your hands. Put your hands up, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. It was.
It was
either something to do with the rainstorm and the adult magazines,
right? Or
gallstones.
Gallstones.
Oh, man.
My 2 month bout with gallstones. incorrect, Maury. Both my lungs collapsed.
You said that?
Yes.
He's also told that story enough times on the show over the past years. Okay. 15 years that we've been together.
Okay. Damn it, Maury. When I first moved to Toronto, what unusual and awkward job did my roommate have?
Yes. Oh, my God. Did he not? He cleaned up at a porn theater.
No. I've never met anyone who had that job in my life.
Bro, that's probably you.
No.
That may be my book.
He was a nude model, and he used to nude model in our apartment.
Yes.
And then he was also somebody who offered erotic massage for women in his room that had no door.
That's right.
So close.
So close. Yeah. Damn it, Maury.
Mm-hmm.
Question for you. Why did my father tell my brother and I that he would break our legs with a baseball bat? Tell my brother and I that he would break our legs with a baseball bat?
For smoking.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No. It was so we wouldn't have to go to war.
Oh.
So close.
By the way, Dan Mori, who claimed to have read Roz's memoir, A Little Bit Broken,
yes.
in
I did
2
read it.
Hours.
It was so good.
Every time we bring up the book, Maury's recollection is always wrong. So Roz is quizzing him right now. Can we get one more question,
sorry.
Please?
Here we go. Ready? Maury, what page is your name on?
Oh, my page is on 489. 492. 389. 362. 392. 492.
How many pages is the book, Ross?
I don't even know. 336?
Right. 289. 289.
It's not 492.
You want the truth?
Yes.
I don't even know.
So I could have said it.
But you didn't.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
So what page is it?
You tell me.
289.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me go to 289. I'll tell you right now. 289.
Can you just search Maury?
Oh, yeah. I guess I could.
His name?
It is... Hold on here. Give me 1 second. Hold on. No.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Texting LOL. Do you really mean it?
What's wrong with that?
A new study found that you might want to dial back your use of abbreviations like LOL because they can make you seem like a big phony. Researchers tracked text exchanges of more than 5,000 people and found that we're seen as less sincere when we use shorthanded phrases like LOL and OMG. Do we really in that moment mean LOL? Do we really mean OMG? Do we really mean LMFAO?
Question though. Yeah. Are we talking LOL, OMG, LMFAO as a single response to something?
Uh-huh.
Or are we talking about when we use it within the body of a text?
I think it matters both ways.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, are you really laughing out loud? You're sitting there, you read that text, you're like, and then you hit the LOL.
No. I mean more like a reply. Like.
Like, no way, LOL.
Yeah, something like something
like
that.
Yeah, like if I put no way and then giant LOL, I'm laughing, be like, no way, you know?
Yeah.
Or if it's like lowercase LOL, it's like you piss me off, like no way.
Because I'll use those, but I think that more, like I use them as, I always get worried that people are going to like take something the wrong way. Right,
oh, because so you can't read tone.
So depending on who I'm talking to, I'll sometimes throw in an LOL at the end of something I say, or if I'm referencing something they've said.
Okay,
right? I think this study is based more on just the replying singular, as singular LOL.
Singular LOL.
So
yes.
We're going to hear opinions from two different groups of people.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Maria's friends.
Yes.
Including her sister Demetra.
Mm-hmm.
And then also people on the streets, randoms.
Okay.
Okay. Who don't know each other.
Gotcha.
And they are just referencing their text messages like with people in their lives. So fair, we're going to start with Maria and her sister, Demetra, her friends, Dom and Mel. Okay.
I don't think I'm ever actually laughing when I use LOL, like uppercase LOL. I think I will send that to someone if I fell on the sidewalk and I'm like, just fell on the sidewalk. LOL. Because that's like normal day-to-day stuff. Well, falling out of isn't normal day-to-day stuff. But like it's funnier than the average things that happen in the day that would like make you laugh.
If I have to be quiet, I am at the office right now. Truly though, I think it depends on the context because sometimes I say it LOL to be passive aggressive or when I'm annoyed.
Lowercase LOL is when, for example, Maria says she's busy and texts me 5 hours after I texted her originally, and I see that she posted a TikTok with Romeo. She's going to get hit with the lowercase LOL and might even get an okay after, like an LOL, okay, all lowercase.
Yo, busted.
I'm pissed if I'm sending you that. Yo. So she gets those often, as you can imagine. This just sounds like a bunch of, not to be rude, but old, miserable, cranky people that just like don't have interesting text conversations. Like, I'm cracking up. I'm reading that as if the person is sitting at their phone with the straightest face possible, typing, I'm cracking up. When I read someone, like, capitalizing LOL or LMAO or LMFAO or oh my God, I'm like, okay, this person's giving me energy. They're giving me spice to the conversation. And then if you get, like, ha, 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 like, literal H-A-H-A, all capitals, you're hilarious and you're making me die of laughter right now. That's an authentic, like, ha, ha. And, like, it's very intuitive. There's lots of things that are going into it. Honestly, there should be a course on it for the elder generation. Apologies. But, yeah, that's how I use them. Most of them are sarcastic.
I feel like this article is a person that is similar to Roz because I feel like he's going to agree with the points brought out in this article. So I just want to say, because I already know, that people like Mocha, Shem, maybe Maury, but for sure Maria is going to agree, like be against the article. It makes no sense. People need to give the energy, give the emotion, be funny, say LOL and oh my God, because like, I know they're not laughing out loud in that moment. That's my opinion, and I'm going to continue using it, and I don't really care what this article says.
Okay. First of all, the people who say have problems with LOLs are not old people. It's young people. Old people don't care. They don't complain about stuff like this. The rules for LOLs and all this stuff, guess what? We've been using OMG, LOL, and everything else before you guys were allowed to have phones.
You know what? You're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong.
Oh, you get so heated. Then Dan and Maury hit the streets with the same question.
No. Do you think that LOL or OMG, do you think it makes you look like a phony?
No, I don't think it makes you look like a phony at all. I think that I'm always expressive and, you know, my friends are pretty funny. So I think for the most part, I'm laughing out loud.
How genuine are your LOLs and OMGs and all those emotions and text?
I think it's context specific. So I think if someone is overtly saying something funny, mm-hmm. I will actually reply with just LOL.
Oh.
Because I think it's funny. I think the use of it is also different when I'm adding it to the end of a sentence where mm-hmm. I'm not maybe actually laughing out loud, but I'm using it to add a little bit of either humor or to kind of downplay the seriousness of that sentence.
Just like you, Roz.
So, long story short, your LOLs are all fake.
There have been times that I have actually laughed, but I think if I'm doing that, then my LOLs are more like LMAOs.
All right, so how genuine are your LOLs and OMGs? Mm.
Not genuine in the slightest. I don't think I've ever laughed when I've sent an LOL text.
Dang.
So then you believe this study. You are a phony.
Oh, 100%.
How does that make you feel?
Really bad now that I think about it.
How does it feel that his LOLs that you've received, you now know, are not genuine?
It feels kind of hurtful because I thought you thought I was funny, but
Do you feel hurt?
Do I feel hurt? Yeah, I do.
Oh, how genuine are your LOLs?
I think my LOLs are pretty genuine. Sometimes I say LOL, I'm not going to lie. I do say LOL to get away from, you know, just deflect and be like, lol, yeah, you know, keep it moving. But most of the time, my LOLs are genuine.
My OMGs are genuine. My LOL, just like, I just want to get out of a conversation.
So you're a phony.
Yeah, yeah, really? Yeah, that's really? True, though.
What do you want to say to all your fellow phonies?
LOL.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, man. The dating scene in Winnipeg is going through it right now.
Oh, no. What's going on?
I mean, I know, like, you know, you hear the stories, dating everywhere in 2024 is tough, right?
I know, right?
Maria has told stories of going on dates. It's just like things just not working out, not being able to find anyone, right? Yeah. So, you know me, I'm all over Reddit.
Yeah.
And I end up on the Winnipeg subreddit.
Yeah.
And someone posted, how's the dating scene out there? Recently became single again.
Damn.
How's dating in Winnipeg? Is it rough? Is it hard to find people to date? Any advice or tips? And then some of the replies. Dating is the easy part. Finding quality matches is the hard part.
Oh, yeah.
Followed up by, no, Denise, quote, no, Denise, I don't want to use meth with you. Kindly F off.
Oh, my God.
What?
Perfect. Another person replied and said, my advice is let fate decide. Although it hasn't worked for me, but I'm also not in a crap relationship. So, yeah. Another person said, I just moved back here 2 weeks ago. I barely get any responses back from men on dating apps, if at all. Where do all the hot men in their 30s hang out in this city?
Well,
and then
you.
Somebody replied to that one and said, apparently at home with their wives, from what I can tell on these apps.
Oh, my God.
This, by the way, is in the Winnipeg subreddit. Someone asking how the dating scene is out there. Someone else said, it's honestly not that good. Plenty of fish, Tinder, Facebook dating have given me matches, but people hardly ever respond to messages. I'm convinced that they aren't real people behind these accounts and that they're all bots.
Oh, damn.
Well. Another person said, dating as a straight male previously, as well as an outed gay man. Now, I can say that dating in Winnipeg is awful, and it always has been.
Winnipeg's a small area. That's why, too.
Single and old lady here. I'm almost 40. Dating is really hit and miss. I'm cool being single and alone with my pets. If I find someone, great. If not, then that's fine.
Like, it's a struggle, though, right?
It
like,
is.
It's a struggle anywhere you are.
Anywhere you are, the dating scene sucks right now. And okay, well, actually, I don't say it sucks. Like, you shouldn't have a negative outlook on it. I just think, like, if you, it also depends, like, who you end up going out with. Uh-huh. There are some people that you think automatically are going to be great, and then they turn out that they're just a dud.
Yeah.
But you also, like.
That's happened, right?
Yeah.
That's happened
even before my last relationship. It's just for dating.
What made the last dud a dud?
The last, no ambition.
Towards?
Anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like, just in life?
Like, just like, yeah, I don't really know what I want to do. I'm still figuring it out. It's like, dude, you're a grown man.
I bet money there was one thing he already had figured out.
Which is?
What he wanted.
Mm. Oh, Was this a person that you met like through friends, or
I bet
was
he had
it on
tons of ambition through for that, didn't he?
Tinder?
Was it me? No.
Was it through?
No, I don't do apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not on any app.
Yeah. One of your friends sent him a picture, though.
No, it wasn't even.
He creeped you. He had a lot. Believe me, no, you're saying the guy had no ambition.
I met him in person.
He was very ambitious.
You met him where?
In person.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like at a club?
Like a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was just automatic, like, no.
Again, this is on the subreddit. In the Winnipeg subreddit, someone was just having a tough time with dating and was asking what the scene is like. Somebody said, it's Winnipeg, well known as a place to raise a family. It's not very single-centric, as barely anything is open late, mm-hmm. and there just isn't a lot going on event-wise.
Yeah.
And finally, another person said, I'm a single 30-year-old female, and I've given up on dating guys from Winnipeg. Some of them are great, some are not. I would rather just stay at home and watch Netflix by myself.
Oh.
I still have hope, but to be honest, just not looking for it in Winnipeg.
Damn.
Winnipeg's really small, though.
Super exhausting. I've accepted that I'll just be alone forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard in the 90s, too, right, Roz?
Shut up, Maureen. No, it wasn't. It was easy.
Like with the phone lines?
No, to be honest, I think dating's always been hard. I just think this generation's so focused on, like, the app.
And the quick swipe,
like they just want everything to go fast. And it's like people forget that you have to actually put effort into dating and meeting people.
Uh-huh.
So.
Only if both people want that though.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Right?
You gotta ask those questions.
You know, we can't assume that only one person, you know, is looking to just hook up.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes it's both. And then when you are that one within that sea of just hookups, it's like it's very difficult to find.
Yeah.
Right?
So, it's not just Winnipeg, right?
No.
Like,
no.
I know I was focusing because of what I read in the subreddit.
But it also depends on the app that you're on, too. Like, for example, one person in the Reddit thing said Tinder. Uh-huh. Get off. If you are looking for a relationship, Tinder is not where you should be going.
Grindr? Yeah.
I can't speak for that. So.
Damn, Maury. You still got that app Grindr on your phone,
Everything
huh?
I know about Grindr, it seems real easy for those guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Cigar, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Mocha, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Cigar texted and said, it happened again.
Oh, no.
What? Another one of my night terrors.
Oh, God.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but are you the guy we talked to before where you said you had night terrors and then your wife roasted you, but on top of all that, told all of your family and friends and then everyone else started killing you for it as well?
That's right. That was the time when I thought that I left the stove on and turned on the light, all the lights in the house and just started screaming, oh, the stove is on, the stove is on, the stove is on. That was me.
Yeah. Right, okay. Right. I remember you. Okay. So what happened? This time,
so a few months ago, we moved into an apartment, uh-huh. which required pest control. And these are big ones. So I recently moved to U.S. I haven't seen these ones in Canada. At least I haven't.
What are you talking about? Big what? Cockroaches?
Cockroaches, yes. Yeah.
Gross. Okay, what part of the U.S.?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, so you're in Charlotte, North Carolina. There's big-ass cockroaches in the apartment. What happened?
Oh, I have stepped on it in the middle of the night. One time. I've almost stepped on it because it was sitting on my slippers once.
Okay.
Since then, I have always been paranoid that if it can climb slippers, it can climb my bed. So sometimes I feel like something's crawling on me. Most of the nights I feel like, okay, I'm just wiping something out, thinking that I have the sensation that the cockroaches are on the bed. Just this time, this feeling happened in the form of a night terror now.
Okay.
So it was like 2 a.m. and I just jumped out of bed. But here's the thing. If you remember, she has the tendency to bring this up. This time, she was wide awake when I did this. And instead of wondering what happened, she just started laughing and thinking, oh, look at that. Here he goes again. He's going to turn on all the lights. He's going to run out of the room. That's how I was waken up in the middle of the night while I was trying to wipe myself off, thinking that I have cockroaches on my T-shirt.
Okay, and are you screaming at this moment as well?
No. This time I wasn't screaming. This time I just jolted myself up, and then I started swiping off my T-shirt. That's all.
Okay.
Now, she started laughing. I come to bed. I realize, okay, next morning is going to suck. Here's the thing. I forgot. She forgot. We both made our breakfast, sat down on the dining table, sitting down. All of a sudden, she starts laughing out of her ass. And she's thinking, I'm like, wait, what happened here? And then she's like, explain yourself. And it took me 2-3 seconds to realize what she is talking about. And since then, now I have no answers to this. But now, random times of the day, she just messages me with those laughing gifts that reminding me of that night. That's all it is.
Wow, dude.
So you thought you had roaches crawling all over you?
Yeah, man. You need to tell me how you deal with Jenna the next morning of a night terror, because this is getting out of hand now.
But hold on a second. I'll tell you today, because I had a night terror. Oh my God. At 8:30 last night.
Really?
When everybody in the house is still awake.
No.
Yeah. I go to bed at 7:30, fall asleep immediately, right?
Yeah.
And in my dream, I can't remember what was happening in my dream, but the one thing that I do remember is I realized in my dream that I was dreaming and I was screaming to wake myself up. And in my dream, not only am I yelling at 100,
yeah,
but I'm also screaming out, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Oh, no.
So Jenna bursts into the room, right? And she wakes me up. She's like downstairs, like watching Netflix or something. And I wake up, and you know when you're Sagar, I don't know if this happens to you, but in the middle of a dream, if somebody wakes you up,
yeah,
and you're already, like, your stress level.
Is it traumatizing or is it a relief?
No, it's traumatizing.
It's traumatizing.
Because I wake up screaming.
Okay.
And that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
And then she was like, what's going on? And I said, I have no idea. I realized in my dream that I was dreaming and I was trying to wake myself up. And I said, what did you hear? And she said, I heard screaming. And at one point you were yelling out, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But it was like in terror. Oh my God, oh my God. Like something was after me. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, I fell back asleep after and it was fine.
Did you fall back asleep like right away or did you have to calm down?
No, I was almost right away.
Really?
Yeah.
Insane. That's crazy to me. Hey, can I show you a video of a cockroach I saw when I was in Nashville?
Oh God, sure.
And keep in mind, this thing is the size of a cigarette lighter. Okay?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Show Maria.
I don't
want to look at it. Oh my God. Shem, look at that.
I would like to leave.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Dan Mori, what do you think?
Insane. That looks
is a big
like a human
cockroach.
Can I tell you that I saw it crawling across the sidewalk towards Catherine's foot and I didn't tell her?
Oh my God.
Until it was about an inch away from her foot.
And what did she do?
She freaked out.
Yeah, of course she would. Damn.
Yeah.
All right, Sagar. So I guess what? Now you have to live through the ridicule, not only of from your wife, but your family and friends who she's obviously shared this story with.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen now. Yeah. So this is until next time when I come up with a new night terror. So that's going
to
happen.
All right. I guess we'll talk to you then as well. We'll talk to you next time.
Also, listen, man, I gotta thank you for something because every now and then when you talk to somebody where they did not grow up speaking English, and the sayings, the translation when it comes to sayings always gets a little bit twisted. Sometimes it's for the better. And in your case, you just gave me a brand new saying, which is earlier on, instead of saying that your wife was laughing her ass off, you said that she was laughing through her ass.
Yeah, out of her ass.
Out of her ass.
Oh my God.
Laughing out of her ass.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, I know.
Well, guess what, bro?
From now on, laughing out of her ass is going to be my new favorite thing.
My bad.
Damn cigar. Better hope your wife don't hear that.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You okay?
Tired today. Yeah.
What'd you have to yesterday?
I just stuff to do all day. You know me, the life.
Yeah, busy.
All the time. All the time, so busy. Catherine's been getting up with me in the morning lately.
Oh, that's nice.
Because she's still all screwed up from being on Africa time.
Oh, right. She was out there working.
Right?
So that's supposed to mean, bro.
Context. Come on, context.
Man. Jeez.
Yo, you got to give context now.
What? I can't say Africa time?
Just give me right time, brother.
It's a thing. I didn't say she's always late now.
Wow. I didn't say that either, bro.
No, so she's having a real hard time adjusting because I think she's back like not even a week yet. And it usually takes a day for every hour of time change, right? So
what's
she
the time
should
change?
Be 8 hours.
Oh, wow. So over a week then
for
her.
Yeah. So it's 8 hours.
So what does she do then? She gets up with you.
She gets up. up, and I mean, like today she got up and she just went in the office and started working on pictures, uh-huh. just like trying to meet deadlines and stuff like this.
Bet, like, was she asleep or nap in the
she
afternoon?
Fell, yeah, no. But she fell asleep early last night. Uh-huh. She fell asleep. I was making dinner. And Roxy was doing homework, and I told her to turn her back to the television and put her headphones on, mm-hmm. right? Just so she's not distracted. Otherwise, she's just going to watch Gilmore Girls. And I was like, I'm like, Catherine, I'm like, I'm going to make some dinner. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm going to watch the hockey game. And Catherine's like, no, I had the longest day. I don't want to watch the hockey game. And I'm like, fine, put on whatever you want, uh-huh. right? I'll manage.
Now, did you say that knowing that she was going to fall asleep?
No, I had right no idea. I was in the kitchen. I was in the kitchen doing oh. stuff, and then she found something. I don't even remember what it was, but it was terrible. Mm-hmm. And then I finished making my dinner, and I come into the room, and I look at her. She's sound asleep, right? So I grabbed the remote, put the hockey game on, turn the volume right down, right?
Watch the Leafs lose.
Watch the Leafs lose. I'm sitting there enjoying my dinner, everything
what,
else.
What did you have? What were you eating?
What did I have? I had leftovers. I had like a little chicken, little steak, little Brussels sprouts.
So even like the smell of the food didn't wake her up?
No. Huh. No. And then, so I'm sitting there, right? I'm like cutting quietly.
Quiet as a mouse.
Right? I wanted to get a can, so I went to the fridge, got a can of cider. I went in the bathroom and opened it so it didn't wake her up. Yeah. Brought it back in.
Did you
in.
Put it underneath the towel?
No. And I just went to the bathroom. It was fine in there. I put it behind the shower curtain, though.
Oh, good.
Thinking that would work. And then I brought it back out, and I sat it down and everything else. And I'm just sitting like, everything is perfect. Everything's great. Roxy, with her headphones on, doing her homework, turns around, sees me eating dinner, looks at the TV and goes, hey, Dad, what's the score?
Yo, Narc. Snitch on you real quick.
Uh-huh.
And did Catherine wake up?
Of course she did.
And then you had to change the channel?
Nah, she fell back to sleep again, and then I kicked her ass down to bed. But I'm like, you do everything, and somebody's always going to, like, right, with the headphones, yelling, because they don't know they're yelling. Kids still don't understand that.
Of course.
Right?
I know. I say that to Cruz at home all the time. Right? He talks so loud. I'm like, yo, volume. Cruz, volume. It's like, oh, sorry. I wonder where he gets it from.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.